And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I feel like I've been gone a couple weeks. Oh, I have. Last week it was Vice Mayor Laura Lee Nye's day, and so I did have the weekend off. Trying to get some air in here. I think we need to turn on a fan or something, a little, bring in some air. We've been going on since, I've been running since 6 o'clock this morning. We had our quarterly breakfast this morning. It was technology, the internet, and you is your head in the cloud. Just to look at an overview on how technology and the internet has progressed over the years, what's happening now, best practices and opportunities. And then, again, also a big key, what part of it's what's out there that could get you. And there's some scary stuff, so if you need antivirus wear and a lot of ways to protect your computer. That's a good. Cybersecurity is a big. And I just heard that Yavapai College now has a certificate degree program. They'll be starting in January on cybersecurity. So pretty cool, you know. So if that's your interest and that's where it goes, I tell you, Yavapai College has so many great things going on over there. They just opened a grand opening today of the new campus of the Allied Health on the Prescott Valley side, and doing all their medical assisting, nursing programs, phlebotomy, and it is an incredible building with some great classroom space and labs and hands-on, one-on-one. Like you walk in, there's one that looks just like a doctor's office, like you would see in a doctor's office, or let's say in emergency room environment with the privacy screens and the little curtains and everything. Beautiful, beautiful location. We're so excited to have it here in, you know, the Quad Cities, getting your nursing degree and your medicine, because that's where it's at. They say that's one of the booming businesses, only because all those booming baby boomers are getting old. Durr. Anyway, I'm starting to get my second wind back now. I'm feeling pretty good, Link. It's going. We're going. We got some great guests for you today. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, it is more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM. And we're still streaming on KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Autoowners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Bringing on my first guest, his name is Darren Driggs. He's a volunteer location coordinator and a man of all trades, handling the Wreaths Across America. And it's a program that's been going on at our veterans ceremony for many, many years now, right, Darren?
Actually, quite a few, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. I've been doing it for 6 years, and it started a couple of years before I took over.
Well, so tell us a little bit about what Wreaths Across America are.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. It started in 1992 up in Maine with a man named Merrill Worcester. Merrill Worcester owned a wreath company called the Worcester Wreath Company. Well, after the holidays were over, he had some leftover wreaths, and he went down to Arlington and asked, hey, can I put some of these wreaths on our veterans' headstones? A wreath has always symbolized honor for warriors and so on and so forth over the history. And Arlington said, well, sure, but let's go to this one area of Arlington that nobody ever goes to. So he went back and he placed his wreaths, and he continued to do so every year for many years. And people started seeing them and really liked it. And what happened with that is they started asking, how do we get involved? How can I be involved? Mm-hmm. And thus, Wreaths Across America was born. It really took off and got its 501c status in 2007. And in 2014, they were able to honor every single veteran in Arlington and have done so every year since.
Wow. Wow. Now, is this a program that is now carried across America into other veterans' cemeteries?
Oh, Lord, yes. It's not just at veteran cemeteries either. It's at locations nationwide. Matter of fact, there's 1,228 different locations currently, and they pick up more every year. If you wanted to conduct a ceremony and not take sponsored wreaths, but just a ceremony at one of your local cemeteries, you can sign up that cemetery. And the Worcester Company or Wreaths Across America will send you the 7 ceremonial wreaths free of charge, just to be able to conduct a ceremony and honor our veterans.
And you do this each December?
Every December.
Now, you do it, though, now. You talked about Mr. Worcester that gave his wreaths after the holidays, but you do it ahead of the time.
Yes. Now, since Wreaths Across America stood up, they do it before the holidays. It's done actually right in the middle in the hustle and bustle, because that's the time when we're so busy with our own lives and everything going on that we seem to forget about those that we've lost.
So this is a program where wreaths are laid on the at each of the cemeteries on the graves of veterans.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And then along the columbaria.
Yes.
Specifically speaking at our veterans cemetery.
Yes, here at Prescott National.
Because at Prescott National, we don't have any more room.
No, in-ground's been full for quite a few years. Matter of fact, I think it was the early 70s when we laid our final veteran to rest. Although, let me correct myself. 3 years ago, there was an MIA who was found, and he ended up KIA in Guam from World War II. They brought him home. And after they redesigned the cemetery, they found a location and put him in the ground.
My goodness. Wow. So now, taking it to let's bring it home here to Prescott, then at our Veterans National Cemetery, you coordinate the ceremony and the laying of the wreaths there every year and have done for 6 years.
Yes. Yes.
Now, how do you get the wreaths?
The wreaths are shipped out to us through various trucking companies. Mm-hmm. Here locally for us, it's a Walmart Transportation, a wonderful man named Paul Fries, who drives them up from the valley and delivers them to us. He has every year. But they do that nationwide as well, not just to our location. Right. It's volunteers that actually make all of this happen.
Right. Now, let's go back to the wreaths themselves, because you said any cemetery, can, if they wanted to conduct a ceremony, would get the seven wreaths that were part of the ceremony. But the fact that these wreaths are placed on the graves of our veterans are made possible through donations and contributions to the 501c3 in order to purchase them, and then they come back to us.
That's correct. There's a lot of different ways that you can actually sponsor these wreaths. You can sponsor one directly through one of the websites, or what I recommend is go through one of our fundraising groups that we have. We have 19 different fundraising groups just locally.
They're all out there.
Just trying to do everything they can to get as many wreaths as we can. Our goal is 3,300.
Right.
But you can go through them, and a lot of them, about 90%, are what they call a 3-for-2 group. That means that for every 2 wreaths that someone sponsors, Nationals will give us a free wreath. So you get 3 for the price of 2.
Right, right.
So, but I highly recommend go through one of the fundraising groups.
Now, how do we find out who the fundraising groups are? I know that you've given me, you know, some names, but how does somebody listening to the show right now say, well, I want to make a donation? I know I donate every year. I always donate 5 wreaths. So that's $75, but I figure somehow I'd get one extra one.
And that gives us actually 2 extra ones
right.
just from that.
But I have to do more so I can get 3 extra ones.
The way that you can do it is go
I'm going to keep it up.
Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, mm-hmm. and on there put in Prescott, Arizona, and that'll pull up our location.
Right.
Then you'll click on that, and it'll take you to our actual page that we have dedicated just to us.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, in the lower right corner, it shows all the various groups that are there. You can choose from groups like the Scottish American Military Society, American Legion Riders, Post 6, Post 78, the Prescott National Memorial Ladies, the Daughters of the American Revolution. There's 19 different groups. The CVMA also has a group that it is, and then my wife and I, we have our own that we always end up giving for family that gives in and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So choose whoever you want and sponsor a wreath through them.
And CVMA is the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association.
Yes, ma'am.
Who you're representing and coordinating. How did you get involved in this this program? Because not only, there's a lot of people that say, I'll get involved, I'll donate, or I'll volunteer. You've taken upon yourself to coordinate and actually make this all happen here in the Prescott National Cemetery. How did you get involved, Darren?
I moved here in 2011 and attended my very first Wreaths Across America ceremony. It was being conducted by a gal down in Phoenix who drove up here to be able to do it. And I was so moved by what they were doing, the feeling you can't put into words. You simply can't. You have to attend, and you'll understand. And they approached me and said, you know, Darren, would you mind running this? And the group that I'm with, that's what it's all about. It's about giving back. At one point in time in my life as a veteran, someone helped me, and now it's my job to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I saw how it affected the families. Those of us who have served in combat, well, we know if we don't come back, that's one thing. But it's our loved ones that are left behind. They feel the pain. And this gives them that little bit of comfort, mm-hmm. and joy that their loved one is honored and never forgotten.
Right.
And it's kept me every year just embedded into it. I just can't walk away.
So in addition to communicating and telling the story, you actually coordinate the volunteers of the actual laying of the wreaths on that special day, which is when again this year?
It's December 16th, mm-hmm. and the ceremony starts precisely at 10 a.m. So please come early if you're going to come out. The reason for that is Arlington holds theirs at noon back east, so that our event happens at the exact same time,
mm-hmm.
we do it at 10 a.m.
Right.
And I coordinate with all the groups, but the way this works is we set out all the wreaths. Mm-hmm. So everyone who comes to the ceremony afterwards gets to take those wreaths and place them on our veterans' headstones. They're not done ahead of time.
So you're actually part of the honoring.
We want you to be a mm-hmm. part of the ceremony. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about remembering those that have fallen. It's about honoring their sacrifices and the sacrifices of their families. But mostly also, it's about teaching our younger generations the cost that was paid for our freedom.
Right. Right. Do you need to sign up in order to volunteer ahead of time?
Or you don't have to.
Just show up.
Just come on out.
But come early.
Come early.
And you were mentioning earlier to me, parking, we know, is can be an issue out there at the cemetery. The shuttle service available to bring volunteers or people that wanted to attend there?
Yes. This year, the VA is actually providing shuttle service from the VA hospital over to the cemetery. And they'll also be providing smaller shuttles from the lower part of the cemetery up to the ceremony location. Mm-hmm. So come a little bit early, add a little extra time to be able to get those shuttles, and we'll get everybody in there.
And let's talk about the price of the cost, which to me, when we talk about the cost, there's no cost that's, you know, too much to honor our veterans. But how much is it to sponsor a wreath?
The wreaths are $15 each.
And you were telling me earlier there's a breakdown, like it's $12.50 for the cost of the materials and the wreath itself, and the other stuff was $2 and something cents.
Well, since Risk Cost America is a nonprofit, it breaks down to $12.90 goes directly towards the cost of making that wreath. The rest is what they use for their overhead. Last year, as an example, some of you know that we had, 2,756 wreaths, which was unbelievable. What people don't know is the reason for that is Wreaths Across America actually went to Fox News and did advertising to try and get more wreaths. Sure. They got so many that they were able to donate thousands of wreaths to so many different locations throughout the U.S., and we were one of those that got chosen.
Amazing. Wow. Our veterans deserve it.
I agree. They certainly do.
And they deserve the $15 wreath that's, you know, peanuts to pay in order to make honor them, and especially during the holidays time when people tend to remember and want to, you know, have their loved ones close again. So it's just a nice way that we help remember.
It's an amazing ceremony.
$15, it is tax deductible.
100%.
If you itemize on your income taxes, you can itemize that and take that as a deduction. $15 for a wreath, and like Darren was saying, you pay for two and then they'll donate one back. But it's like, again, I've been doing it since I met years ago, and we were sharing the story, and I said, you know, this is just a little thing that I can do to remember the veterans and this, and you know, I haven't made it out to the ceremony yet. That's my next step. I gotta come out this year. But I've been there in spirit and heart with my wreaths every year.
And so that really goes a long way. It really does. But this community is so amazing, and if everyone can band together and just pitch in $15 here or there instead of going out to eat or getting this here, it really would help us to reach that goal of 3,300.
Right.
Because with that number, we can represent every single veteran at one time.
And remember that donations you make, whether it's across Wreaths Across America online or through our fundraising groups, stay in the Prescott National Cemetery, right here, our veterans.
100%.
So those wreaths will be placed on those graves when you make that contribution and sponsor that wreath. So how would they get a hold of you for more information, Darren?
Well, I can be reached. The best way is via email, and that is pncwaa@gmail.com. Stands for Prescott National Cemetery, Wreaths Across America.
Very easy.
And they can also find me on our webpage through, like I had mentioned earlier, the wreathsacrossamerica.org. There's a contact there for me as a location coordinator.
And all the way up until, looks like, the end of November.
November 27th is the last day to sponsor wreaths online.
Right. You want to make sure you get your sponsorship in ahead of time so they can get those wreaths ordered and back out to us for the ceremony on December 16th.
Yes, ma'am.
Darren, thank you so much. Again, it's always a pleasure seeing you every year. You know, just a small way we can remember our veterans, but I say that with just lots of love in my heart for veterans. I know many family members and friends. So the best we could do is make them remembered and loved over the holidays. So
I agree. Marnie, thank you so much for having me back every year. I truly enjoy coming in.
Thank you for what you do. You give a lot of time and energy and obviously a lot of love. So
it truly is my honor.
Blessings. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, Darren Driggs, Volunteer Location Coordinator with Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. We love you. Here, Wreaths Across America. Listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll take a short break here on KQAA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQAA.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Psst, you. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine. The Audie's family. The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full. The Audie's family. So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor. The Audie's family.
Audie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Speaking of Yavapai College, Brad Clifford, Athletic Director, is in the house. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. I was just over. We did a ribbon cutting for the new Allied Health expansion building over there on the Prescott Valley campus today and saw all your peeps.
All my peeps. It's
growing. I got some swag, too.
Is that
I did.
It's growing out there. We're growing.
It is.
Yavapai College is growing. It's up and coming. How about that? We're already there.
Let's put it. They're catching up to you because
that's it.
You have been out there a long time doing a lot of athletic tournaments, your soccer tournaments, playing out there on our fields. You've been out there before everybody else has.
It is. It's a great venue. You guys have a great venue out there with the soccer field, the parks. I told Gloria that this morning, mm-hmm. is that this is the best soccer field in Northern Arizona.
Well.
It really is. I'm serious. Because the it's like carpet playing on it, first off, and the guys do such a wonderful job keeping it upkeep and everything else maintained. And so it's good to play. It's good to have the national tournament out there.
They have rules there about our turf out there. Now, when you play, you're playing on that upper side, right?
No, we play down in the amphitheater. So we play in between the two baseball diamonds. And the, like I said, the
it's
grass
gorgeous
is...
gorgeous down there. That's when we do our Battle of the Bands, and they say...
Exactly. And the grass is like carpet, I'm telling you.
It's
great to play on. And it's a great venue for fans, too, because you sit on that hill, and you never know how many people are there because you can hold so many people out there.
Right.
I mean, we've got great attendance, but you look out there and go, really, is that how many we have? But there's a lot of people there.
Right.
Just because it's so big.
Right. Well, congratulations. Team's going great.
Doing fantastic right now.
Yes.
We've got we actually have a match tonight that or tomorrow night, excuse me. We got the playoffs going on tomorrow night. Looking for that win.
Wow, yes.
And so we can
go Rough Riders.
And, exactly. So we can advance to the championship game on Saturday. And hopefully, if the stars align, we can host it on Saturday. Stars got to align, though. Mm-hmm. And then we've got one more, the district tournament the following weekend. And then if we get in the championship game there, because we're going to take two teams from this district to the national tournament. So there's a double chance that we can get into the national tournament this year. So wouldn't that be fun to have the home team in their own town hosting the national tournament, playing in the national tournament? That would be so cool.
Well, let's talk about that because a lot of people may not realize the national tournament is here.
In Prescott Valley. It's
Absolutely.
All in Prescott Valley. You know, we hosted it in 2014 and we used both Prescott and Prescott Valley, which Prescott did a great job with us as well. And PV did a great job with us. We used both venues, Ken Lindley Field and Mountain Valley. This year, we're just going to use Mountain Valley Park, the amphitheater. It makes it easier for administration to go, instead of going back and forth, we kind of keep it at one place. And the NJCAA, in order for us to secure the bid, they wanted us to keep it at one venue.
Oh, okay.
And so instead of Ken Lindley Field, Prescott taking care of Ken Lindley Field as far as putting turf down, because they'd have to put turf down where the softball field is,
right.
We decided, you know what, let's just keep it out at Prescott Valley at the amphitheater, and then they won't have to put the $10,000 turf down and then take it up for softball. So it works out perfect for us. There's a lot of teams that'll be staying in Prescott. There's teams that will stay out in Prescott Valley. So everybody's going to benefit out of this. I mean, we talked before, and I told this morning to Gloria. We were talking. You know, that was about a $400,000, almost $500,000 economic impact to both communities.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're bringing in teams, 12 teams with at least 30 players and their fans from across the country that are staying in hotels right before Thanksgiving and that are eating in the restaurants, buying gas. I mean, there's just so much impact that a tournament like this brings into the community.
Right, and this is a week-long tournament. It's not just over a weekend.
Long.
It's a week-long tournament.
Yeah.
I'm looking. You guys start out with your banquet on Sunday, the 12th.
And that's a fantastic event. It's held in Prescott Valley Event Center, which is a gorgeous. And I tell you, I've been to a number of national tournament banquets, and this by far exceeds any venue that we've been at.
Wow.
This is an incredible venue. And they do such a great job there. Gabby is going to do our
Jim Cabral does an amazing job out there.
He's
Gabby's
gonna do our
absolutely,
food and it's just a great event. And we'll have Andre Luciano, who was our first goalkeeper at Yavapai College, won a national title at Yavapai College, went on to Indiana University, is now the women's soccer coach up at NAU. He's going to be our keynote speaker.
So he
spoke to us back in 2014, but his message is so spot on to junior college players. You know, this is a great place to start. Go on and get your degree. Go on and do other things. And he's prime example of how that works for people.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's a great event. It is open to the public. We have limited seating. We're going to have about 400 people, almost 500 people in the event center down on the floor. So if you want to come, you know, there will be a charge, obviously. Give me a call and we'll see if we can fit you in. But right now we're filling up pretty good with that.
Well, you know, that's one thing to dine, but I'd want to see the soccer action.
Well,
so
that starts the next morning.
Tell us a little bit. That starts Monday.
That starts the next morning at 9:30, and we'll have four matches that day. We'll have four matches on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And like I said, it's 12 teams, so you're going to be four pools of three teams. And they're going to play each other within their pool, and the winners of their pool will go on to play in the semifinals and the finals. So the first 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, will be pool play. Thursday, we take the day off. Whew. And that's a
good
day.
You think you need one?
Yes. Let me tell you, Thanksgiving is going to be wonderful. Once it gets up. Nonetheless, so Thursday's the day off. Teams get to, you know, recuperate and whatnot, and they'll do some things around the event, or not the event center, but the entertainment district right there.
Right, or downtown. I mean,
exactly.
There's no end to the stuff you can do
nothing
around here.
Like, yeah, exactly. And then Friday, the semifinals start about, I think, noon and 3, and then the championship game will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock. So it's 15 games. And you're going to see, and here's the thing, is you're going to see potential Major League Soccer players. We have four players playing Major League Soccer that played at Yavapai College that played in the national tournament.
Wow.
There's a number of players that played in 2013 that have gone on to play professionally, not only here, but overseas. So it's great soccer. It's fun soccer. It's pure soccer. It's collegiate soccer. So it's exciting. It's an exciting event.
Well, now I'm sure there's an admission.
There is. And we have a pass that you can buy. And I'm not sure of the price. I should know that. But that's on our website. Go to www.goroughriders.com and mm-hmm. you can look at the price there. Buy them early because it's cheaper. Once you get to the event starting, then it's going to be regular price. I think the tournament pass right now is $30, and that'll get you into all 15 games or however many games that is. So that's a pretty fairly cheap price. I think daily it's $10. You really can't buy them by game because it's hard to monitor.
So let's say come in and bought it at the gate on Monday, mm-hmm. but I can stay from 9:30 to 5 and watch all those games?
All day.
Wow, that's a deal.
It is a great deal.
That's a deal.
And like I said, it's great entertainment, cheap entertainment. In the middle of November, it's great entertainment.
Oh, and to be outdoors.
Oh, and you know what?
We're blessing you with chamber weather, too.
If it's anything like we have right now, and like we had in 2014,
yes.
This is the perfect place to hold it at that time of the year. So we're looking forward to a great event. PV is going to do a great job. We're going to do a great job. The players are going to do a great job. I'm excited for it. And I'm excited because we may be able to host it in 2020 as well. So we're looking to keep this going here every 3 years.
Well, it's a feather in your cap, too, that you bring all these colleges here. Because they come from all over the United States, right?
All over, from Florida to New York to, in between, everything in between. So it's a nationwide tournament.
In addition, it's like vacay for them, too.
Well,
they get to play.
Come on, they're coming from New York to Arizona in this kind of weather. Are you kidding me?
What's not to love?
Exactly.
Seriously. So you said a pass can be purchased now online, so they can go to goroughriders.com.
Yes.
And then the schedule is also on there.
Schedules, everything you need to know about the tournament is on that website, and you, like I said, you can purchase the tournaments. You'll see the schedules. We won't see the teams yet because they're not determined.
Right.
We still have to qualify, but there's a lot of other stuff that you can figure out about the tournament.
Right, and they'll be playing at the Prescott Valley Amphitheater,
yes.
And that's located off of Nace, which mm-hmm. is where we hold Battle of the Bands, and then also behind the pool, so easy to get to, in and out. Parking is
great.
Just
parking.
I walk there every Sunday with my dog.
See, so you know.
And I was wandering around there, and I was telling the lady I walk with, and I said, in a couple of weeks, I said, there are going to be a ton of people around here when we walk. We'll have to find a different parking place.
You're going to have to walk around the tournament. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
We'll wave.
Yeah, walk on by and wave. Or come on in and watch us play. It'll be fun. It's
there
good,
you go.
Good soccer. Good fun.
Absolutely. Well, kudos to you. Glad
you.
To be hosting it. Glad to be part of your circle that it brought it here in proud of our town, Prescott
Valley. It's a tight
Valley,
circle. You're part of that. You know that.
I know. Well, because we got this love going.
That's right.
Know?
That's right.
Us and the college and great stuff, but we've been excited about this for a long time.
We've
got our banner made, so you're going to see this great banner that says the chamber and the town welcomes all the collegiate athletes, and so it's going to be pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to it.
Go Rough Riders.
Go Rough Riders.
On the way to the national championship, November 13th through the 18th. I'm not sure we mentioned these dates. Again, starts Monday, November 13th with the national championship game on Saturday, November the 18th.
At 3 o'clock.
And all of it at Mountain Valley Park. Great fun. Brad, thank you for joining
me. Thank you so much for having
me. Boy, that was a fast 12 minutes.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
It goes quick, but when you're excited about something, what
exactly.
can I tell you?
Exactly.
All right, hey, took a short break. Listen to some news here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Mem-
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's October, and in the car business, that means the factory's clearing out the 2017s. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. This October, Chevrolet has simply piled on the incentives on the remaining 2017 Silverados. Lamb Chevrolet is selling Silverado Crew Cabs for $33,680. That's an $11,000 savings after a discount of nearly 25%. You can also save 25% on our last remaining 2017 Chevy Cruzes. A nicely equipped Cruze LT with an MSRP of $24,030 is now just $17,999 after a 25% discount. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Chevrolet. We save you money, and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. ADOT is advising overnight drivers in the Cottonwood area to plan for delays this week.
Temporary traffic signals being installed at Cherry Creek Road and Highway 260 near the I-17 junction. Delays are expected between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. through Friday morning. Crews won't be working during daytime hours. Meanwhile, phase one of the new water main installation along Meigs Avenue from Willard Street to 10th Street is done. Completion of this work by Kincaid Civil Contracting will allow the Cottonwood Public Works Department to begin a larger street reconstruction project through this corridor. The scope of this project will include the installation of new asphalt and curb, gutter, and sidewalk from Willard Street to 10th Street. Construction is ongoing through next June. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A former Yavapai College Rough Rider is headed to the World Series.
Houston Astros relief pitcher Ken Giles was drafted by the Florida Marlins in the 2009 Major League Baseball draft, but he didn't sign and attended Yavapai College instead. He praises the school as a great place to focus on baseball without having to go to a large university. Giles had 67 strikeouts in 38 innings pitched. This season with the Astros, he had 83 strikeouts in 63 games. He was committed to play college baseball at the University of Arizona, but was drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies in 2011. He was traded to the Astros in December 2015. Kurt Schilling, who was the co-MVP of the 2001 World Series when he pitched for the Arizona Diamondbacks, also attended Yavapai College in 1985 before starting his professional career with the Boston Red Sox organization. Game 1 of the World Series featuring the Astros Astros versus the New York Yankees is at 5 tonight. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com. Click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the New York Islanders at 4 this afternoon, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Taking a look now at your KQNA weather. Clear with an eastern breeze tonight. Sunny and clear through the week. Expect an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 76 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Thursday. 50 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 86 and a high on Thursday of 84. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house, where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu with time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's Chamber Spotlight on Business, and I have two very special people joining me now. Denise McClanahan, president of Caring Presence, and you guys have been a member since, holy smokes, we go back to when I first got here.
A long time.
We'll be talking to you a little bit more about Caring Presence, but also want to introduce Gordon Barth, owner of one of my favorite places in town, Islands Fitness, because it takes work to look like this, and if you don't work out, you start looking not so good like this. So welcome, Gordon and Denise. All right, Denise, we're going to start with you. Tell us about Caring Presence.
Well, Caring Presence has been in the Quad City area since 1988. So we've been around for about 29 years, taking care of people right here in this community. So we do a little bit of light housekeeping, companionship, laundry, linen change, any non-medical services that we can provide in someone's home to keep them in their home independent. Mm-hmm. So we get in there and have caregivers go in and just chat with folks and make sure that they're doing good and have a good quality of life independent in their own home.
Right. And sometimes, though, don't you work with families and people they need extra help in the home? Let's say maybe somebody's working and they're caring for, let's say, a mother or a family member. And I use mother because that was our case. case mom, dad was doing other things and was in and out of the house, but we had somebody come in and care for those certain needs for her.
Absolutely.
They were non-medical though. Just the I call it the TLCs, the tender loving cares, you know, it's just caring presence. Those little things that, you know, somebody's just taking care of you and loving on you when you can't do it yourself, which is amazing.
Yes, we absolutely have a large caregiving staff here in Yavapai County. And we pride ourselves on getting in there and looking after folks. Whether they need long-term care or short-term care. And one of the myths of in-home caregiving is that it's just for seniors, and that's absolutely not true. We can help new mamas when they come home with their new babies and say they have other children at home. We can get them kids ready for school, get some lunches packed, get them off and going, and mama has some time with her new baby. And that doesn't have to be a long-term commitment. That can just be something short-term until mama gets the routine going. When people have cataract surgery or maybe knee replacement, hip replacement, something like that, it's a short-term commitment, but they still need a little bit of help to make sure that they are safe in their home and that they still get a meal made and they don't have to hobble around and they can follow the doctor's recommendation for how their care needs to go after surgery. So we can come in for a short period of time for any age of a person. Doesn't have to be a senior.
Wow. So what you do is somebody's interested in that type of service, they would call you and you do an evaluation. You would meet with them and see exactly what they're looking for and what they need.
Yes, absolutely. We'll go in and do an assessment. It's free of charge. We'll sit down with the client or the client and the client's family or whoever they trust and work out a care plan and kind of think outside the box a little bit and say what's going to work for you. So we tailor all the services to whatever the needs of the client are. Mm-hmm. And there's not really a right or wrong. And sometimes we kind of, you know, shoot in the dark and it doesn't work and we tweak it until we make it work. So we have a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of go with what works for the client. And no two clients are alike, just like snowflakes.
Depends on the need and how long.
That's right.
Is it on a daily basis or can it be once a week or couple times a month? You set up a schedule like that. It's very flexible.
It is absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's all geared to what the client needs. We have no minimum amount of hours that you have to have us there, or minimum amount of days in a week or a month. There's no contracts that get signed. It's just an agreement that we provide services to the client, and then they turn around and pay for the services that we provide. So It's all geared to what is needed, and a lot of times the services change as time goes on, so we just change with the needs.
Mm-hmm. And you train all your people, your caregivers?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All of our caregivers are trained. They're also drug screened and background checked, and we do have a fully equipped training room in our office. So we've got a Hoyer lift and we've got wheelchairs and sheets and towels and pillows, and we can train our caregivers on any aspect of services that might need to be provided in someone's home.
Perfect. Well, how would somebody get a hold of you, Denise?
They can call us at 928-771-0701. They can look us up on the internet at www.caringpresence.com. And we're also on Facebook.
Very good. Well, I've known you guys for, you know, like I said, just about the same time I got here. And the service you provide in the community, and you're very well respected. And so it's good to have you.
Yeah, thank
good
you so much. You. It's thank an you. Honor to be here with you.
Well, it's what you do to help people with families and those that need just that assistance. It's loving. You're angels. I'm saying it's angels taking care of people.
Caring.
I'm thinking that's amazing.
Sure.
That's just amazing. And I love you guys. So thank you. Denise McClanahan, again, owner of president, Caring Presence here and serving the Quad City area. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Jumping over to Gordon. Let's get physical, Gordon.
All right.
Islands Fitness. Let's talk about it.
Islands Fitness. We've been here since 2005.
I've been with you all my time here, too.
Well,
I've known you guys.
I've known you for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, just about the same time.
Yeah. And, you know, we've become more of like a senior fitness center, actually. That's what we've sort of.
Well, you originally started out as a, you know, the the program, and then you established your own identity, your own name, and your own branding.
Oh, we did.
We love it.
We started out as actually a franchise system. It's called Club 50 Fitness Center.
Right. So it was geared towards more seniors.
But that's what I wanted to get into. That's why I bought that franchise.
Sure.
I wanted to get into senior fitness.
Because you love on seniors.
Because I do, and I was becoming one myself. So that got me started, and then we did that for 5 years, and then we did go independent. We became Islands Fitness, but we stayed in the same location, kept all my same members and everything, and we sort of branched off, got into classes and things like that. We have a lot of senior classes now. We never had that before. Now we do. We got involved in the Silver Sneakers program, which has become huge for us. That's a big program at our fitness center. So we do that. Amy's gotten into personal training. She's seen
it. I speak to that.
Yes, she personal trains you, Amy, and Marnie and a lot of other people. So, we got a lot of different options for people if they want to come in and exercise at our club. It's a small family-run business, and that's what a lot of the seniors like. They don't like the big, intimidating fitness centers. They like to come in. It's just me and Amy. I bring my dog in there, so they, we have a service dog in there.
Yeah.
Helping out. So that's sort of the atmosphere that we have.
So the main part of the gym is like the circuit training, similar to what you might have seen in other fitness places. But then in addition to that, there's the strength training class, there's Zumba class, there's Silver Sneakers classes, there's the PT personal training with Amy, that's weightlifting, cardio, a lot of that other programs. So you can get a full rounded workout picking on the different classes and then adding maybe some personal training or doing the circuit training.
I mean, everybody likes something different.
Right.
We have some people come and all they do is come to the classes. I have other people come and all they do is hit the circuit workout. I have other people come in, all you do is hit the cardio equipment, which we do have is like treadmills, ellipticals, bicycles, rowing machines.
Oh yeah.
We have all that stuff too. Some people come in just for personal training. So the good thing is people got to find what it is that turns them on and they like.
And you lead Qigong.
Yeah.
Qigong?
I've really got involved in Qigong. I used to be a student of Qigong, and then our instructor left, and I wanted to keep the class going, so I ended up teaching it, and now I really love Qigong. And and our class size has been growing and growing and growing, and our class today was just packed. So it's funny because as soon as we brought on the Chinese, like we have Tai Chi now, Qigong, those are our classes that are growing the most. Which is interesting, not just your traditional, Zumba classes.
There's there's a little bit, what do you call it? That it's a mind, body, and soul kind of connection with those.
Yeah, and they're not aerobic classes, but they're great for stress relief. They're great for balance. A lot of people are really concerned about balance. Breathing, too. That's the way, breathing. We really emphasize breathing. A lot of people just don't take deep enough breaths anymore,
I know. Well, I liken Islands Fitness as the Cheers of Gym, where everybody knows your name, and part of why I go, and I go a lot, is it's people, it's family, it's the folks that I work out with and that I know, and I look forward to seeing them, and we've been together, and new people come in and leave. There seems to be the core that just everybody's, this one group that continues to stay, but everybody's welcome, and it's, again, no matter what your fitness level is, come in and talk to Gordon and to determine what's your best course. And sometimes it is just keeping fit as we age, keep moving. Isn't that key?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have everything from step aerobics to chair classes, even for some of the seniors. So we have a wide range of this. So it doesn't matter if you've ever worked out in your entire life. A lot of people come in and say, I've never been in a gym my whole life. What am I going to do? And we get them going. We set up a program just for them.
We just want to tell you, we don't dress there too. So if you got fancy clothes, you just show up on your t-shirt and your sweats. That's all you need. That's all you need. So Gordon, where are you located?
3155 Windsong Drive, just right across the street from the hospital. My phone number is 928-759-2271, and I can also be located on www.islandsfitness.com.
Exactly. Highly recommend. Highly recommend Caring Presence and Islands Fitness, both of you well acquainted with, and just really a big fan, and support you guys in the work you do. So thank you.
Well,
and
thank
I will
you.
See you this week.
Yes.
Personal training with Amy. She's mm-hmm. she's tough, but she works at your fitness level. I'm just making her push me a little more now.
That's what she's supposed to do.
There you go. Again, Islands Fitness, Gordon Barth, owner. Thank you again for joining us, Chamber Spotlight on Business. And Denise McClanahan, again, president, Caring Presence. Thank you both for being great business people and contributing to our local economy and being part of our community. So thank you both.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Good to see you. All right. Take a short break here. Then it's time to say goodbye this week. And we're going to tell you a little bit about what's coming up on Halloween. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Rebates, rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates, rebates.
0% financing is available too, up to 12 months.
Rebates, rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me, rebates.
Call Gettles now for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle, get Gettles.
The friendly is place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine, the Audie's family. The wait staff is delightful, they're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full, the Audie's family. So do yourself a favor, have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor, the Augie's family.
Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army and the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
See you all at the Prescott Valley Event Center next Tuesday, October 31st, 4 to 7. Safe trick-or-treat. Bring all the little boys and girls. Marnie Yule, thank you for joining us today. Have a great 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.